This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Have you been for a run lately? Or maybe just a stroll down the street? Did you notice what shoes people were wearing? Maybe you saw a relatively simple sneaker with a rather elaborate sole. It's bizarre, almost alien, defined by a halo of hollowed-out cubes. This peculiar sole, dubbed Cloud Tech, has been the defining characteristic of the featherweight running shoes produced by On, a Zurich-based footwear company which launched in 2010. Unlike the solid foundation of traditional running shoes, On's sole has sizable, almost ungainly gaps between each cube. It sort of looks like a mouth in dire need of braces. Athletes and tech bros alike seem to be sporting the stealthy statement sneaker. And while On doesn't have the market share of Nike, Adidas, or New Balance, the company, which makes apparel as well as their signature running shoes, is currently worth around $10.4 billion. If you ask On's co-founder, David Alamon, part of the secret to that success is constant innovation and an eye on how to design for the future.
It's now really not going back to the past and the archive, but it's about going to the future. And so it's an interesting moment that also a lot of classical fashion brands and luxury brands have to look to the future and basically say, hey, how do we do this? How do we not go back to the archive, but how do we look at innovation?
From the Wall Street Journal, this is The Future of Everything. I'm Jacob Gallagher, WSJ's men's fashion columnist. And today we're bringing you my interview with On co-founder David Alamon. I talked to him about the future of the running shoe, how it's made, what it looks like, and what that means for the future of athletic shoe design. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Plus, save time by completing security questionnaires with Vanta AI. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ. That's VANTA.com/WSJ.
I chatted with David Alamon while he was at home in Switzerland. We talked about the past, present, and future of On sneaker engineering. Yeah, take me back. Imagine the listener is not one of the enlightened few that has seen your shoes. What does Cloud Tech look like and feel like?
Cloud Tech is our unique engineered technology. And so if you picture a running shoe outsole, normally it's just a slab. But we drilled holes into that foam. Actually, we engineered holes into that foam, so it was a little bit more demanding. And these holes have an advantage. When you land, they close and give you incredible cushioning. But then when you have landed, they become firm, compressed. And so you have an explosive platform to push off from. So the result is that you can have very soft landings, but then explosive push-offs.
I'm wondering, you've mentioned this kind of athlete feedback component as a real core component to the design process. How does that work? Are you just giving these shoes out to people and then they're coming back to you? Are they in lab? Like, what does that look like?
So it's engineered in the very origin of On. My co-founder, Olivier, is a triathlon winner, a duathlon world champion. And so when we started out, we didn't have a lot of means of production or labs, but we had a big idea. And so we went out to actually the mountains and created in a carpentry workshop 20 prototypes. We came out with three monsters, as we called them, the most promising prototypes. They were immediately tested, and so that led to very fast results and fast innovation.
What were those prototypes made out of? Were you making them by hand?
Actually, it's funny that you're asking. The first prototype that Olivier did was made out of a garden hose. So he had shaved off an existing running shoe. And then he thought about, how can I make these hollow elements that today we call clouts? How can I make them? And he looked at his garden hose, cut it, and glued the garden hose pieces underneath the shoe. And that was the first prototype. But when we tested them, they of course broke. And so we had to find other means to drill holes into advanced foams and test out what works best.
I was going to say, about how long did that garden hose shoe last?
You know, in my case, probably 100 meters, but I'm not the perfect runner. So for Olivier, probably he could dance a little bit more on these clouts, and so they lasted longer.
Tell me, what shoes are you wearing today?
I'm wearing the Cloud Tilt, which is our newest addition. It's based on our CloudTec Phase platform, which is a new innovation.
How many iterations of CloudTec are you up to now?
So this is the sixth iteration of CloudTec. So in a short 12 years, every second year, we came with a new version of the technology. And some of these versions actually exist in parallel because some of them are better geared towards high performance running for our athletes, like Hellen Obiri, who won the New York Marathon and the Boston Marathon in the same year last year. Others are very much made for everyday life as sneakers.
Talk me through the development of that shoe and kind of describe it to me.
We did iterations after iteration because performance is always about innovation. And when it came to the last iteration of our technology, which we call CloudTec Phase, we said, how can we do something that is even smoother than the CloudTec that we already have? And we turned to machine learning to achieve that.
Right. But by machine learning here, you're talking about finite element analysis, or FEA, which is actually a simulation method, right? But essentially, computers go through a lot of automated cycles to find an optimal solution. Walk me through a little bit more how you use FEA in the design process.
So it's not just a material play where you put a better mattress underneath your foot. You basically give a computer a virtual foot and a virtual shoe and tell the computer, please do 100,000, a million iterations on how exactly we have to form these holes and place these holes to turn it into the perfect experience. And that's exactly what the computer did for us. And out of that came CloudTec Phase.
Okay, wait, how long does that process take?
You know, if we would do that in our experimental lab and tune all these shoes and drill the holes in, it would probably be thousands of years. But the computer can do that, of course, very, very fast. And so within a few days, we had five different versions of this technology. And then we turned, of course, to our test runners and to our athletes and tested out what is the best iteration of it.
So what parameters did you give that program to kind of find that perfect sole?
For us, it was from the very beginning a unique assignment. We felt, hey, if you look at running shoes and at outsoles of the past, there was always this conundrum. So either you're very cushioned and then you can't be very fast, or you're very fast, but then you're running on a racing flat. And so our technology has always been about soft landings, but then explosive push-offs. And so these were the standard parameters that we gave the computer as well. But on top of that, we said also, hey, in the whole transition phase, how can this be super, super smooth? And so our clouts, as we call them, the holes in the outsole, have to close and open in a very, very smooth form. And that's what we optimized for. But the human curation process and the human design process is still very, very valid to make it unique. At the end, generative AI is taking the best and bringing together what already exists. But of course, as an innovation brand, you want to jump ahead and create what doesn't exist yet.
Aleman told me that On is constantly trying to engineer a shoe that helps its runners perform better. But how does the company balance performance and design? when we come back, the future of sneaker fashion, according to An.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I'm curious, when we're thinking about the sneaker, when we're thinking about the running shoe, in the future, what is that going to look like for you all?
So if I have to look into the crystal ball, I see a sneaker that is much more intelligent in how it works with engineering, in how you use it, how versatile it is. And I also see that it will probably be more reduced because the aesthetics of sustainability will demand that in terms of how you use color, in terms of how it's possible to take certain parts apart for the recycling process. And that is actually mutually beneficial between performance and sustainability.
When you say intelligent, you're talking intelligent in terms of almost function and practicality.
Yes, intelligent design.
Explain to me, what is the aesthetics of sustainability?
Our goal is to work towards a circular future. So we have to make sure that we use a lot of recycled content. We have to make sure a shoe, even if it's with highly recycled content, not just adding in your bin, but coming back to be recycled again or even kind of being used to create next products out of it. And so to do that, the aesthetic of the shoe changes as well. So for example, if you use recycled materials, then sometimes you don't have colors on the shoe, or you want to make sure that the shoe is white so that it can do a next iteration and it's still white, or it comes out in a next iteration with a little bit of gray. So we launched a whole collection that has been called Undyed. So we didn't use color on the shoe. And the best example is probably the Cloud Neo. The Cloud Neo is a performance shoe that is made from bio-based material. So it's actually made out of beans. So we don't use petrochemicals to create that shoe.
I'd like to go back to the materials that you said make up the Cloud Neo. It's over 50% bio-based materials, but I'm a little focused on the beans. How durable is that material in an athletic shoe?
It's very durable because you break these beans, these retinose beans, down to the components that then create the material. It's then the basic chemical components, so it's a comparable durability like other shoes.
So you all really, in over a decade, changed what a running shoe looks like in a lot of ways. You know, when you run on the track here in New York, you see a lot of shoes now that don't look anything like a shoe did a decade ago, and they're On shoes. What might the next 10 years hold for us in terms of, you know, if we're talking in 2034, how is our running experience going to change through our footwear?
I feel we're just seeing the beginning of sports being the new uniform. So also if you look at how people live their lives, it's much more about movement and exploration. And we experienced that liberation that has happened in the last years. And so we see that sports gear really is the new archive, and we will see sports gear permeating your full life.
We've talked a lot about sports, and I promise I will not harp on this point, but I have to ask. We've spoken about this before. The journal has written about it before. But, you know, the tech bros, they love the shoes. They love the On shoe. Is that still going on? Do you all still see that?
If you just think back over the last 4 years, we feel that sports is the new lifestyle, is the new luxury, because we have been, in a certain extent, liberated. We have learned how we can work from home. We have learned how we can basically combine work and sports and experience together in our weeks. And so sports has become the new uniform.
That mention of luxury, I wanted to touch upon, and you all have taken kind of a different tact than a lot of sneaker companies that have been very broad with their collaborations, reaching out to, you know, a ton of athletes, a ton of fashion brands, a ton of personalities, you know, rappers and actors and what have you. Loewe's really been your core. Loewe, which is, I should say for the listeners, a Spanish luxury house owned by the LVMH conglomerate. That's been your kind of core collaborator until now. Talk me through that partnership a little bit and that thought process of going with them as a partner.
It's interesting because that liberation that we just spoke about, it's almost a little bit reminiscent of what Coco Chanel did 100 years ago. She basically liberated women from the corset. She invented pants for women. So it was a liberation movement. And so in this liberation movement 100 years later, where we're basically saying, hey, you're not going back to the old archive of fashion that is largely rooted in the military uniform or the classic dress, and where you have coats and jackets and leather boots and dresses. And so for us, it was a very interesting collaboration to closely work with both teams working together to think about how do you infuse fashion and luxury with the innovation of performance. And that's basically what forged this collaboration.
So what is it going to take to kind of move the running shoe forward overall?
You know, we're actually working on a project that rethinks the shoe upper really from scratch, because sometimes upper have been a little bit neglected and more work has gone into outsoles. And I can just reveal it's not a new textile. It's really a 360-degree innovation that will change how a shoe is engineered, designed, made, how it looks, how it feels, and how it performs. What I can say is it's definitely a manufacturing innovation. And so I suggest you keep your eyes open during the Olympics.
The Future of Everything is a production of The Wall Street Journal. This episode was hosted by me, Jacob Gallagher, and produced by Charlotte Gartenberg. Thanks for listening.